You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And on to matters of other financing, we've seen there was an announcement rather by Alex Forbes around a new infrastructure fund that they have established and set up in an effort to bolster the infrastructure that needs to come through in South Africa. We know that this has been a huge problem and something that we all have been hearing about, that infrastructure financing is definitely needed if we are to rebuild this economy of ours. I'm joined on the line by Alex Forbes Investments, Deputy Chief Investment Officer Lebo Tubisi, to take a look at this new fund. Good evening, Lebo. Thanks so much for taking the time. The fund itself, very interesting time to set up an infrastructure fund like this. Do you want to just take me through what the fund will look like and just the mechanics behind what Alex Forbes has here?
Yeah, good evening to you and your listeners, Jimmy. And yes, I think it's an exciting opportunity for the organization in that, you know, we've been invested in private markets for the better part of the last two decades, Jimmy. And, you know, I think important for us was to, you know, look at, you know, clearly what has been happening is that there's been a growing interest in infrastructure investments. I think following National Treasury's announcements permitting South African retirement funds to invest, you know, up to 45% in infrastructure. And, you know, it's the one opportunity set that, you know, we're able to deal with otherwise what we call commercial returns. So clearly a pension fund, you know, has long-term needs of, you know, inflation beating returns. But the advantage of infrastructure is that we're able to deal with the societal components. And so the fund itself, you know, we are out in the market to launch now in July. We're looking to target a raise of $5 billion. And, you know, true to who we are as an organization in terms of what we call purposeful diversification, we'll have the makings of, you know, exposure to different asset classes, you know, equity, bonds, mezzanine, the likes. But importantly, I think we believe that, you know, we are also involved in the, you know, the progression of transformation. It will also provide exposure to, you know, majority Black-owned, you know, asset managers that we otherwise rate through our own investment process.
Lebo, when you look at the projects, obviously, we'll come back to some of the other elements of the fund, but there's obviously certain infrastructure projects that you've had to then identify and say, these are the areas of focus, because the reality is, there's a lot of infrastructure that's needed in South Africa, and you can't Correct. Cover all of it, but you can cover some of it.
No, definitely. I think we drive the roads, Jimmy. We take our children to the schools. We take our parents to the hospitals. And so, you know, it is quite broad in nature. And so the way we've defined the kind of opportunities that we typically would call them economic infrastructure, you know, transport, logistics, water and waste management, renewable energy. You know, and so we're definitely looking at a broad set of opportunities. I mean, another interesting one clearly is digital infrastructure that's clearly needed in the country. And then the second element is social infrastructure, healthcare, education, affordable schooling and the likes. And so actually, in fact, we would prefer a broad set of opportunities than a limited one.
So we're not limiting the scope of it, but we're trying to see what we can make the most of. Lebo, there was an announcement, obviously, that the Presidential Climate Commission has been established. And I know a lot of these projects have been geared towards things like renewable energies, the just energy transition and all of that. From an infrastructure point of view, obviously, 5 billion rand is not going to be enough. Are there plans to scale this up or to involve other partners and sort of get other like-minded institutions to see what Alex Forbes wants to achieve with this and to partner with them?
Definitely, Jimmy. You know, just see this as a start. I think we're trying to catalyze the industry. I mean, we're spending time also educating clients around, you know, call it the risk and return prospects of this asset class. And so definitely you're right that, I mean, generally infrastructure projects are large scale and require a lot of investment. But, you know, we are hoping that, you know, the other parts of the asset management industry will join us in this regard. And so we think that given the, you know, the broad opportunity set in terms of the number of asset managers that we know and the likes, that it's a good start. 5 billion is a good start. But clearly we know that, you know, with a broad opportunity set, I mean, the National Development Plan speaks about a funding gap of more than, you know, sort of 6 trillion rand. And so definitely I think there's lots to be done in this space. But I think, you know, important it's what's available at present in terms of exposure across renewable energy and the likes. But, you know, coming back to this point around the focus on climate, you know, specifically for our country where, you know, if you talk about ESG, the infrastructure, in fact, helps us address even the S, the social component. And why do I say that? Because it allows us to invest in healthcare, education, affordable housing. And those elements are definitely there to elevate the S component. And so I think, you know, see the $5 billion as a start, but definitely we know that there's been broad interest in the market. And I think we are hopeful and foresee that more money will go into the space.
Lebo, you touched on this a little earlier around the fund sort of looking at empowering asset managers as well, empowering smaller asset managers that aren't as big as Alex Forbes, almost a fund of fund kind of structure. And I saw that in the announcement as well, that there was a fund of fund component to this particular fund. Can you take us through some of the thinking or the rationale behind that to say you could do this alone, granted, or you could use it as an opportunity to hit many, many birds with very few stones, I suppose?
So, I mean, I think really to our success as an organization that we believe that the fund-to-fund model works because, you know, at the heart of this is about us allowing to, get exposure to high-quality asset managers, right? And so we would prefer to invest alongside, you know, high-quality asset managers, and that's been the success of the organization. We are what we call a multi-manager, and that's how we typically invest through these fund-to-fund structures. But I think part of the value add of being able to do this is that, you know, there is individuals who have a track record in the space who clearly are in need of support. And so one of the impact themes that we have is one of financial inclusivity. And so we believe that this is one avenue for us to be able to do this. And so through our manager selection process, you know, we spend time looking at the entire universe, and we are comfortable and happy that there's a large enough universe of majority Black owned entities that, you know, we can invest in by these, you know, sort of the capital that we're looking to deploy.
Lebo, you mentioned that obviously with the catalyzation or the hope that you can catalyze the space, that a lot more will come from the infrastructure development and from the infrastructure angle that we are looking to pursue, obviously for the benefit of the country. I want to look at the role of Alex Forbes. Yes, you're setting up the fund, but in addition to setting up, I mean, targeting 5 billion rand, but you're also seeding the fund with R1 billion of your own money. So it's more than just saying we want to set this up. It's we're setting it up and we believe in it.
Yeah, correct. And I think it's an important signal that you put out to the market that it's not really about saying that, you know, this is a solution that others must invest in. We believe it in ourselves. And I think it puts out a good message out to the market. I mean, you know, the organization itself advises on this basis. You know, we've got an advisory arm, you know, but I sit within the investment arm. And I think it is a far stronger story in front of a client to say, look, come alongside us, because we know that it, if it's right for us, it's definitely right for you. And so, you know, we do think that, you know, supporting our own ideas is one that I think clients would really like to invest alongside. And so, you know, I think we mustn't forget about the fact that the main investment case is one of returns, Jimmy, right? And so we're very clear that the long-term return objective of the fund is inflation plus 4.5 over 7-year rolling periods. But secondary to that, as I stated, is that we have this ability to create the necessary kind of impact. And so we've been very clear about the impact that we want to see. So employment as an example. And so we will be able to report about the number of jobs that are being supported by the programs. We were able to report on, you know, sort of the environmental benefits that are being created through the program and the sustainable infrastructure. And so, back to your point around, you know, what other elements that Forbes wants to be involved in. I think beyond just putting out a solution, we actually want to be involved with, call it the public sector, you know, stakeholders. We want to spend time with the various agencies. I mean, I'm sure you've heard yourself in the market around how, you know, other state organs are trying to see how they can reinvent a very similar model to the renewable energy, you know, public-private partnerships. And so we want to, you know, sort of sit alongside and offer our view as an organization of what we think clients need and want from these investments.
Certainly lots to be done within the country, and it looks as though if we all do it together, we can get somewhere. We'll leave it at that. Lebo, thanks so much for those insights and for the time. That's Lebo Tobisi, who is the Deputy Chief Investment Officer at Alex Forbes Investments, on their new infrastructure fund that they launched this month.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.